Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Manchester City is still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
From the Gao Studios in Houston, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, match day one in the UEFA Champions League. Today brings us agony, brings us ecstasy. It is clearly the best league on the planet. And again, brings us amazing images and audio today over outstanding drama and play. Best league in the world. Nobody can even argue that with me. If you're a fan of Manchester United or Manchester City, you're probably slumped over your pint wondering what would have been. What it was a bad day today, whether you're red or blue. If you're a Mancurian, it was a rugged day. And England Premier League team problems continue in the UEFA Champions League. We'll relive the day in the Champions League, look ahead to tomorrow's matches. We'll do some Dynamo talk tonight. I've got an interview with the designated player, Eric Cubo Torres. He went 45 minutes against Real Salt Lake. Looks like a man with a lot on his mind. Looks like a man that is still trying to find his way. I have no doubt he's going to ultimately score goals for the Dynamo. Does it happen this year? Does it happen after getting a full preseason? Next year, we will see. But he had a tough day, I think, and was not taken out of the game based on performance. Due to my conversation with the manager, Owen Coyle, it was strictly because had a tight groin. They were afraid of him pulling it, so they took him out after 45 minutes. And to be fair to Cubo Torres, it was a 45 minutes where Real Salt Lake had the better of the possession, thus kind of rendered him less effective. So let's get your thoughts tonight. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. 713-780-ESPN. We stream at ESPN975.com. We will also hear from the manager, Owen Coyle, tonight. On a number of topics, including the Real Salt Lake game, the Philadelphia game, and what lies in store for the future. The Dynamo are still only 6 points out, believe it or not, of a playoff spot. They've got Kansas City right around the corner next Wednesday. They go to Philadelphia this Sunday. So Kansas City right now is struggling, holding on to that final playoff spot. So possibility, as we all know in Major League Soccer, still reigns. But I do think down the road, the Dynamo as an organization is moving towards the understanding of it cannot every year be this hope for a late season push, especially in a league that's now got 20 teams, degree of difficulty to win a title, even more difficult. You know, at some point the Dynamo are want to get into the playoffs in a more comfortable way, amassing more points during the regular season. Now, that's all kind of not relevant to this whole new rebuild that is going on with this club. And it is a rebuild. Make no mistake about that. There's a lot going on here. There will be a lot going on, I believe, in the offseason as well. There's a number of players out of contract. So we'll talk about it. 713-780-3776. What's on your soccer mind here tonight? Streaming ESPN975.com, Facebook, Soccer Matters. Give us a like over there. Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock. And sometimes I put up some photos and some behind-the-scenes stuff at Instagram, Glenn Davis Soccer. But we do that at Facebook, Soccer Matters also. So PSV Eindhoven, 2-1 winners over Manchester United. Manchester United took a 1-0 lead in this game. A great goal from Memphis Depay. He scores against his former team. Spectacular goal. But a spectacular comeback from PSV in front of a raucous crowd. The audio in this match was spectacular. Horrible moment in this game, though. Hector Moreno, with just a horrible tackle on Luke Shaw, broke his leg. He's apparently getting surgery tomorrow. He's already tweeted out that he's going to come back stronger and better, and it becomes that whole mental thing with a severe injury like that. It sickens me to see players get injured like that. It was a reckless challenge. I don't think there's any question. Now, the irony here is that Mexican international Hector Moreno, who laid in that challenge on Luke Shaw, eventually scores a very important goal that helps them beat Manchester United. Lucien Nasing getting the game-winning goal in this one to counter the Moreno tying goal. Luke Shaw's leg was bent at a 45-degree angle. You cringe at home when you see that. No penalty, no nothing. Anthony Martial, again, looked impressive for United as a very young man, but a very difficult day for Manchester United at PSV. And again, you tell me, why do Premier League struggle in Europe? It is a question right now. 713-780-3776. I'll also put out there UEFA Champions League. Nobody can argue with me. Well, you can debate me, of course. It's the best league in the world, hands down. Better than a Premier League. It's more interesting to me. I don't think there's any question. And what about those Foxes of Leicester City? And we have a more humble, a reformed Jose Mourinho. After five rounds of the Premier League, can we believe it? Chelsea is 11 points out. Chasing the leaders, Manchester City. Which leads me to City today, who, guess what? No English teams can beat Manchester City, but guess what? Italian teams can. Juventus defeat Manchester City. Some people didn't give him a chance at the Etihad. Manchester City took the lead, 1-0 on an own goal, Chiellini, with Vincent Kompany climbing all over his back. The Serie A demise of Juventus gets a response in Europe. Last year's finalists did what no one in the Premier League has done, and that is beat City. So we'll talk a little bit more about that tonight. By the way, Alvaro Morata scored a goal from distance. That is sick. I mean, absolutely sick. You have to see it because it is all about awareness. He doesn't have a look. He takes a turn and he hits it. Never even looks at goal. It's all about awareness of where he was on the field. It was a laser-like hit. It hit the corner past Joe Hart. It had to be perfect, and it was. Manchester United had 59% of the possession and ran into the great Gianluigi Buffon, who had five saves, and some are saying, greatest ever? Buffon. 713-780-3776. Is that Jamie or Jaime in Webster, Texas? What's on your mind? Is that Jaime?
Jamie, I just wanted to comment on the fullback play during the Dynamo game. I was at the game, and it was something disappointing to see. And just the lack of the second half adjustments, the substitutions, wasn't a fan on. Obviously, I know Owen Coyle has experience at Bolton, and he looked at a bright manager at one point, but I just don't think he's all he's cracked up to be, honestly, in the end.
Well, let me in his defense, let me ask you a couple of questions here to look this over. First of all, do you not think it's challenging for a manager that's been in the Premier League to come here and understand the rules of MLS, inherit a team that was a team way off of the playoffs in the Eastern Conference last year? It's a fair reference point. The team was not very good last year. So he's still remaking the team and trying to get in players that he wants, I think, down the road. Do we not deserve to give him the chance of 2 years of patience to try and build this team? It is a rebuild. I mean, surely you don't think this is a team this year going into the season competing for an MLS Cup, do you?
No, and I mean, there's one thing to talk about the talent level, which is fair, but you know, in the end, you look at some of his substitutions. I forgot what he made, but we're down 2 goals at home where we're really in a must-win game if we can. And, you know, you take an attacker off and you're putting on another midfielder. It looks like you're giving up. I do get the patience argument, but I just don't think that I just think the tactical errors he makes and the non-adaptivity of his game just is something that doesn't take players. You can see that adjustment being made, but when you're seeing the wingers constantly taking it around our right backs, throwing it in the box,
But what does that have to do with substitutions? I mean, let's see.
I'm talking about both of, like I said, I think those are the two biggest errors in his game is the lack of adjustments and his substitutions. And I think that's something that should translate almost straight away.
Let's look at the two subs he made. Halftime, he brought on Boniac Garcia for Eric Torres. So that's an attacking player. And then in the 80th minute, he brought on Mauro Manotas, the young 18 or 19 year old from Colombia, who I could see why he's bringing him on. He's very mobile. He's quick. Hopefully he's going to get on the end of something. It looks to me like those were the two best attacking options off the bench at that time for the Dynamo. Agree or disagree? Because you had Alexander Lopez he could have brought on. He could have brought on Miranda, or he could on Rashid Olabi. But he brought on Garcia and Manotas. I don't know how that's really the talking point. The talking point to me is, at home, being outplayed and outpossessed, I thought, in the first half. And at the end of the day, I think the Dynamo midfield struggled very much for large portions of this game with Real Salt Lake. And, of course, give up the first goal, which is disappointing right on the stroke of halftime. And now you're chasing the game against a team that's got a lot of technical players.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we can agree that it was just a poor game, honestly, and disappointing. And maybe I'm just speaking a little too much out of the passion for the game and the team. But
you have a right to be frustrated. I'm not denying you that. You have listen. So am I. I mean, I think this was a very winnable game. This is the perfect position to be in with 3 of 4 at home. Now you're still only 6 points out, but you know MLS can be forgiving. It gives you a lot of shots. That's one thing. But I guess I would say to you, if I made you the manager, and you had a bench of Taylor Hunter, Alexander Lopez, Lionel Miranda, Rashid Olabi, Boniac Garcia, and Mauro Manotas, what would you have done from the pattern of substitution in this game?
I mean, I guess I didn't think about it like that, and that's why I'm just going to go ahead and concede is maybe I was wrong on the substitutions, and there wasn't much he could do in that situation with the bench that we currently have.
Yeah, listen, I love your passion, and I will tell you this also. We can always, after a game, look real good talking about it and breaking it down. I don't think there's any question. For me, I still wonder who the real fulcrum and leader of the Dynamo is.
That's fair.
I want to know who's the Kyle Beckerman or who's the Javier Morales of the Dynamo in the future. Now, I know Giles Barnes is gassed from all the Jamaica stuff. Ricardo Clark is a silent lead by example. So is DeMarcus Beasley. But who's that one guy you look across in the locker room and you go, hey, we're going to battle with that guy? I think Beckerman is that guy for Salt Lake. And I think that's an area of the Dynamo. They've got a lot of good silent leaders. But who is the one big leader in the future? And I mean, even looking into next year.
Yep. Well, yeah, I mean, those are the questions to ask. It's just, I guess until the season's over, there's nothing much that can be done with the roster as of now, you know? So
yeah, I think there's going to be activity. I think there's going to be activity in the offseason. I think the remake is going to continue. I think there's some good pieces here. I think there's also some people that need to be moved on. And, listen, this is the reality of professional sports here. This isn't college sports. This isn't a college team. This is a professional team. There's guys playing for jobs right now for the Houston Dynamo. And if you don't believe that, then you're drinking the potion. There's guys that aren't going to be here that have been here a while next year. And I think that's the professional game. And I think we have to start addressing these types of issues if we're really going to talk about this team in reality. And I'm from the fold of, and I said this very early in the season, I said, it's an achievement if they get to the playoffs. It's overachievement. To me, I want to see the progress of the club, the organization, the use of a general manager now, an improved focus on player development and youth development in the future, because I think the Houston Dynamo have an amazing opportunity. If they don't want to be the club that goes out and gets the big-name player, in other words, doesn't get a Gio DeSantos here to totally turn this game around in Houston, then guess what? Define yourselves as the best at player development, because this is a monster city with a lot of young soccer talent that could be curbed and nurtured into something great. They just signed a kid, Christian Lucatero, who they're all high on. That's great. It's a start. But there is so much more that has to be done to get to the next level. And I think if you can't sign the big guys, you can't cry poverty, then let's become the team that is defined and is the best at developing young talent. Because we're going to surpass Chicago as the third biggest city in the United States.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different league than it was 3 years ago, that's for sure. I appreciate you taking my call, man.
Is it Jaime or Jamie?
Jamie.
Jamie, thank you very much in Webster, Texas. I appreciate your call tonight and your passion.
All right, bye.
All right, so Jamie weighing in there. I love that. That guy cares. I mean, that guy cares. He cared to pick the phone up tonight and talk about the Dynamo. 713-780-3776. We're talking Champions League. We're talking Houston Dynamo. You can feel it in that guy. I love that. Absolutely love that passion. He cares about his team, and he wants it to be successful. Now, I know for a fact the Dynamo ticket sales are up, but we still have the problem of people not filling the seats. It's problematic. There's a lot of soccer fans here, and they're not easy to get down there, but there is big possibility in the future for a lot of great things to happen. You know, the Argentina game, by the way, was talking to one of the promoters, Eduardo Beltramini, who's Argentine, and he said that Argentina and Lionel Messi were so complimentary of Houston, so complimentary of the stadium, the facilities, the hotel, the town, the people. They love the people. It's a great sign. I mean, there was stuff on Facebook from Argentina talking about how great Houston was and how great their trip was here. The players were mentioning that it was one of the better trips that they've made in quite some time. Love the hotel, the food, everything. So that's tremendous recognition coming from the World Cup runner-ups here in Houston. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Who watched the UEFA Champions League today? Where did you watch it? And dare you even argue with me that it's not the best league in the world? Does anybody have an angle on that? Why they can prove to me the Champions League is not the best league in the world? I don't think anybody can come up with anything good. 713-780-3776. Quick word here as we go to break. With Labor Day gone, the Houstonians know that even if we aren't wearing white anymore, it is good to wear orange always. And the summer may be over. It's not a bad time, though, to think about electricity providers. Amigo Energy has a new featured product for Soccer Matters listeners. For the month of September, with back to school over, it's time to get back to basics with Amigo Energy Basics 24-month program. Amigo Energy Basic 24. There's no minimum usage fees, no customer service or payment fees. Just a great low rate. You want that. You want to save money. Go to www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters and sign up for Basics 24 today or call 888-995-9299. Tell them you heard it on Soccer Matters, 888-995-9299. Soccer Matters, thanks. Amigo Energy. Break time. 7-Up break.
ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Gau Studios in Houston, here's Glenn Davis.
Bring you back with the Foo Fighters here. What a band they are. Took you out with ZZ Top before. Hey, soccer fans, a moment for Bud Light. They are the official beer of Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Bud Light reminds you that this is your place to talk the game of soccer. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. You got something on your mind to talk about the game? Well, you call in, courtesy of Bud Light, 713-780-3776. Bud Light reminds you, they have been longtime sponsors of Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. I can attest to that. We would not be on the radio without them. Bud Light is the official beer also of Dynamo All Access on Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM tomorrow night at 7 p.m. on our sister station. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. Also, the Daspit Law Firm working for you 24-7, the Houston personal injury attorney, John Daspit and Company, they handle personal injury cases from plant and refinery accidents. Look, nobody wants any of this to happen. Medical injuries, 18-wheeler accidents, boat, car, wrongful death, God forbid. Nobody wants this to happen. But the Daspit Law Firm will be there in your time of stress, depending on the circumstances of your accident. You got to have a hard-hitting personal injury attorney on your side to fight for your right for compensation. It's DaspitLaw.com, DaspitLaw.com, 713-364-0915. Contact the Daspit Law Firm. Supporters of the game of soccer, 713-364-0915. Toll-free, 888-273-1045 in both English and Spanish. As we come back, again, 713-780-3776. You heard some Dynamo talk here. We've heard UEFA Champions League. Nobody dares even try to contest with me that no league is better than the Champions League. The UEFA Champions League is the best. What's better than that? Paris Saint-Germain, today 2-0 over Malmo of Sweden. Real Madrid, the one and only Cristiano Ronaldo with a hat-trick, 4-0 over Shakhtar Donetsk. Not a good start for the Ukrainian side. PSV, we mentioned, 2-1 over Manchester United. That was one I watched today. That was a very interesting game. Manchester United had a lot of the play in that one. That was Memphis Depay coming back against his former team and scoring. PSV Eindhoven would score twice. Luke Shaw would go off with a horribly broken leg. Sickening to watch. Wolfsburg of Germany, 1-0 over CSKA Moscow. Benfica of Portugal over Astana, 2-0. Astana of Kazakhstan. Galatasaray going down 2-0 to Atletico Madrid. Diego Simeone getting a win in Turkey. Not an easy thing to do. That's Group C. And then in Group D, it was Manchester City going down 2-1 to Juventus. Sevilla, one for La Liga. 3-0 over Borussia Mönchengladbach of the German Bundesliga. So, that's your sort of Champions League wrap-up, and there are more games tomorrow. We'll talk about some of those, some very good ones. Group E tomorrow brings us, let's see, what do we got tomorrow? We'll pull a schedule up for tomorrow here in a second. For the moment, I'm going to switch us to the Premier League. Again, number to call in, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. So Chelsea, after five matches in the Premier League, last year's defending champions, guess what? They're 11 points behind Manchester City. Are they done? Is there a possibility they could storm back? Does Manchester City lose that many games to invite them back in? Leicester City is in second place. What a story that is. So Jose Mourinho now is a little bit more of a humble man these days, although he got into it a little bit with Roberto Martinez after the Everton loss. So let's talk about it. 713-780-3776, and we'll take some phone calls. Here's Jose Mourinho on the current Chelsea situation.
It's too much for them. They try, and nothing goes in their favor, but I have a good feeling with them and for them. So for me, as a coach, is the best thing that can happen to me. The worst thing are the bad results that we are getting, and to be fair, is the first time in my career that I'm getting that. But I'm coping well with the situation because I'm in their side. I'm not against them. I don't feel I have I have any reason to be here speaking against them or against their desire or against their non-frustration, because they are frustrated. So I keep believing in them. Obviously, my career, my experience make me believe in myself.
Too much talent there for them not to turn things around. I don't think there's any question. The question is will Manchester City slip up enough? But I think it's one at a time for them. And also, you know, if you're a Chelsea fan, talk to me, because was the inactivity in the transfer window here something that you would be concerned about? 713-780-3776. Let's go to, I think it's Bilal. Bilal, how are you tonight, Bilal?
Good. How are you, Glenn? Love the show.
Very good. Thank you very much for listening, my friend.
Thank you. I wanted to comment on, as a United fan, I was going to watch them play.
Yes.
I don't think we should get too excited over the new signing, Martial. I mean, we saw the same thing last year with Adnan Januzaj. He came off the bench, scored two incredible goals. They go on to win, and then he gets a new contract, and then, you know, you don't see much from him after that. Now he's on loan. So I think with this new kid, I think it's just patience and just sort of like Louis van Gaal said, just let him pick the matches that he wants to play.
Right. And then the flip side of it is the hype when he comes in, he plays in the first game, he scores a goal. You're never going to be able to stem the tide of that hype. You're speaking sensibly, but most fans, you know, are going to probably lose sight of the fact that he is that young. I think there's a lot of educated fans that do understand the route of patience. But look, he's been thrust into two very big games pretty quickly here. So what does that tell you from Louis van Gaal?
It shows that he has great faith in the kid, and it shows that he has maybe, I don't know if it's faith more or desperation of not having an outright striker and with Wayne Rooney injured. So I think this is just an experiment as he's trying to see how it goes.
I think you answered that very well. I'll stand with that, what you just said. I like that. Thank you, Bilal. Anything else on your mind tonight?
I just want to say soccer matters.
Yeah, buddy, you're the best. Thank you, Bilal. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
We keep going on with the phone calls here. Before we get to Anthony, let's quickly run a little sound. Now, this is after the Premier League win from Manchester United. Martial got minutes in this game, scored the great goal. Here is Louis van Gaal after the Premier League win. This is not after today's loss to PSV Eindhoven.
He's here for 3 days, and we have scouted him, and we want him because he's the best in his age, the best talent, like Memphis Depay. He needs time, and his personality is 3 days is too short to judge, I think, and to say how is his personality. But he made a very good impression in the first 3 days. That's why I selected him to be on a bench, because it is the first preparation with a lot of meetings. You know, we have a lot of meetings. So
I've been told.
So a lot of impressions for him also. So I'm very pleased that he could make this. But it was also the game for him, because now Liverpool has to come. And there was more space for him.
Well, that was Louis van Gaal talking about Martial, the young talent that has been signed. So, you know, the excitement of him has turned into a bad night for Manchester United today, mainly because they lost Luke Shaw. Double leg fracture. It was horrible. They had taken the lead through Memphis Depay. PSV Eindhoven came back and would knock off Manchester United, scoring twice. So we'll take calls on that again, 713-780-3776. Any of your thoughts today on the Champions League? And I know nobody's going to dare challenge me that it is the greatest league in the world. To the phone lines we go, and Anthony. Anthony, what's on your mind at 713-780-3776?
Hi.
Hi, Anthony. You're on the air. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I was going to talk about DeMarcus Beasley, but first, I did watch Juve and Man City today, and that was really fun. I don't know if you saw much of that.
I got to see some of the highlights, portions of the game. Buffon was unbelievable. You know, I love the fact that Pogba remained there. Morata's goal was, I mean, sick. I mean, that's a sick goal. I mean, The guy is incredibly aware of where he is. I hope you all get a chance to see the Alvaro Morata goal. Unbelievable.
Yep, with his wrong foot, too.
Yeah, yeah, with his left foot, and it beats Joe Harden. I mean, it's just, it's a spectacular image. Anything else you take out of that game? I mean, I think for Juventus, who got to the Champions League final last year, this is kind of a bit of a warning shot, I think, winning at Manchester City.
They've actually been pretty horrible so far this year in Serie A, and they didn't really look all together gelled today either. Mandzukic was pretty useless apart from actually scoring the goal.
Isn't that nice to be called useless, but you score a goal that helps you win a game against Manchester City at Manchester City?
Yeah, that was all Pogba, though.
Yeah, well, and listen, they got an unbelievable goal scoring. I mean, unbelievable goalkeeping performance from one of the greatest in the history of the game, Buffon. The guy clearly won him the game. That's why he's got 150 caps for Italy and titles and World Cups and everything else. So, you know, but it is interesting because sometimes teams in their domestic league struggle mightily, but all of a sudden produce very well in European, you know, fixtures and tournaments. So we'll see what happens.
Yep, could be a starting point.
All right, so what's your Dynamo thoughts?
DeMarcus Beasley getting called up to at least the prelim list for the CONCACAF playoff. I was wondering how you thought about that as a Dynamo fan. I'm just kind of scratching my head as to how this guy's available in the first place.
Well, he's not even healthy enough to play this weekend, but that game's a little while off, and they're probably hoping, you know, he's going to be fast-tracked to fitness. Nobody has made it clear that he's going to be able to play against Philadelphia on Sunday. So I don't know how all that goes. There's a lot of give and take between managers. It's a vital time right now for the Houston Dynamo. DeMarcus Beasley is needed. He's a designated player. I believe he's still the best left back option for the United States outside of Fabian Johnson. What sort of negotiation goes on between Jurgen Klinsmann and Owen Coyle, if any? So I think that's one to be seen. I think the next couple of days is going to be vital. If he plays against Philadelphia, is he rested? Who knows how it all goes? It's a good question.
All right. I think that's all I had, Glenn. Thanks for everything you do.
Anthony, thank you for listening in tonight. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's going to be fascinating. Anthony brings up a great point. The initial roster is out. We can talk some about that tonight as well for the United States in this, what are they calling it? The CONCACAF? I don't know. They named it something. CONCACAF Cup, maybe? But there's no doubt that's a big one. And that's a big one for Jurgen Klinsmann because when you elect not to play in the Copa America, you struggle in the Gold Cup. You have the safety net of this playoff game now. It's fascinating. But there is real pressure on Klinsmann, and I think for the first time we've seen him just a little bit on the just a little bit off kilter here, I think. Here's the USA CONCACAF 35-man provisional roster. I'd love your thoughts on it. 713-780-3776. We'll talk Dynamo. We'll talk Champions League as well. Brad Guzan, Bill Hamid, Tim Howard, Nick Raimondo. You think Guzan or Tim Howard gets to start against Mexico? Defenders, Alvarado, Beasley, Beasler, John Brooks, Jeff Cameron, Brad Evans, Greg Garza, Gonzalez, Orozco, Tim Ream, Jonathan Spector, DeAndre Yedlin. Ever since Omar Gonzalez got the big contract, something concerns me there with him. Omar, you're a big man. Act like a big man. Be a man that's dominant, intimidating, a presence. Get that edge back. I don't know where that's gone. It doesn't seem to be there for me. And sometimes I think when players are rewarded with big contracts, that is a bit of a problem. Jeff Cameron, should he be the center back for the United States? I think so. I don't think there's any question. Play him as a center back. Get him there. He's playing there at Stoke. Midfield, Kyle Beckerman. So Beckerman's brought up again after helping Real Salt Lake beat Houston 3-1. Bedoya, who was played out of position, in my opinion, against Brazil in the loss. Michael Bradley, Joe Corona, Mix Discarude, Mix. He's got to do more.
Fabian Johnson, Jermaine Jones, Alfredo Morales, Lee Wynn, Danny Williams, Zardes, and Zusi in the forwards, Josie Altidor, Dempsey, Gordon Johansson, Morris, Wondolowski, and Bobby Wood. So all our cards, again, rest on Josie Altidor and, of course, Clint Dempsey kind of as a false nine or a withdrawn forward. So Dempsey back in the mix, obviously going to help the U.S. We'll talk about the Mexico roster as well, but let's go to the phone lines. And Jeremy, Jeremy, what's on your mind tonight?
Sorry if I missed last week, if you might have touched on it then, but the USA-Brazil game.
Yeah.
My thoughts on that were kind of, it took me back a little bit just to see. To me, it looked like we looked like junior high kids playing almost a college team, and not just the sense of their skill, but the pace of their passes, their movement, and then even their athletic ability, which took me back a bit too. I always thought we were a bit more athletic and less skillful, but Brazil to me just looked like world class, and we didn't look anywhere near their level to the point where they were just toying with us, and it was almost embarrassing to watch the amount of nutmegs and just whipping it around the field, and we just couldn't do anything about it.
Well, I don't think there's any question that was a tough night, and if you're a U.S. soccer fan like all of us, that was we took a volley of body blows from Manny Pacquiao on that one. In this case, it was Brazil and Neymar. But I do applaud this. I do applaud the fact that the United States is playing the Brazils of the world, the Netherlands, the Germanys, because only this can help. But the performance, yeah, we would have thought a lot more out of it. There were some strange decisions, I think. To say you're still in such a deep area of assessment now almost to me seems like a bit of a fallback position. At some point, you got to begin to believe in players as a manager. And I like the challenge that Klinsmann puts out a lot, but some things just didn't make sense to me. Bedoya looked lost. It just seemed a major league struggle. So I think there's real healthy, fair pressure on Jurgen Klinsmann right now. I don't like the fact that the Gold Cup was conditioned a lot with a poor refereeing performance in a game. And we do know it was a terrible tournament for officiating. I don't think there's any question. But when you say that after you've been beaten, you've had a poor tournament, and you haven't played well, doesn't bode well for me. Those aren't the times to bring out, you know, officials as the reason. Overall, the U.S. didn't play well. They didn't look cohesive in the Gold Cup. I don't think there's any question.
And then I just had one more thought on DeAndre Yedlin.
Yep.
Love the guy, like workhorse, all that stuff. But, I mean, he's trying to play him in a forward, more attacking role, and I just feel like he's so much more versatile coming out of the back, and I just wanted your opinion on that. And I'll just hang up and listen from here. Thank you.
Jeremy, thank you very much. I love that from a young guy there who obviously has a lot of good soccer sense. Thank you, Jeremy. You know what? I think there's some current concern around Yedlin as a one-on-one defender. I don't think there's any concern athletically. It's about polish. It's about getting games. It's about defining the way he plays on the right side of the field. So I don't mind that, trying him in midfield. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. He has a lot of growth in front of him, which is why Tottenham Hotspur bought him. He's got a lot of potential and a lot of possibility. I think he's a great young talent. We'll see if he can get that sophistication and tactical acumen in the future, because that will be a real key. Daspit Law Firm, working for you 24/7. They're the Houston personal injury attorney, John Daspit. He handles personal injury cases, plant refinery, medical injuries, industrial accidents. It's DaspitLaw.com. DaspitLaw.com, 713-364-0915. DaspitLaw.com. Get a good lawyer from the Daspit Law Firm on your side in those times of stress, depending on the circumstances of your accident. You need the hard-hitting personal injury attorney. He's John Daspit, 888-273-1045 in English and Spanish. Soccer Matters, thanks to Daspit Law Firm. From Sheffield, England, we will take it away. We'll take it away with Def Leppard from Sheffield, England, and this penalty kick from Brad Davis against Real Salt Lake.
The captain delivers with conviction. It is 2-1 now. It's game on here at BBVA Compass Stadium. The Dynamo are back in it in the 65th minute.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Gau Studios in Houston, here's Glenn Davis.
Labor Day has passed. We bring you back with Aerosmith, No More, No More. Houstonians, you know it's always okay to wear orange. Amigo Energy reminds you of that. And although the summer may be over, it's never a bad time to think about electricity providers. Amigo Energy has a new featured product for Soccer Matters listeners for the month of September. With back to school over, it's time to get back to basics with Amigo Energy Basics 24-month program. Amigo Energy Basic 24 has no minimum usage fees, no customer service or payment fees, just a great low rate. You want to save money? Go to www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. Sign up for Basics 24 today or call 888-995-9299. Tell them you heard it on Soccer Matters. That's 888-995-9299. By the way, that goal, the penalty kick from Brad Davis, one of the bright spots on a night where it was a tough night. You think of the timeliness of the saves of Nick Raimondo. First half, Ricardo Clark got in after the Dynamo created some good play, angled Clark off, made the save. And then at the beginning of the second half, the Dynamo came out roaring. Tremendous ball into the box. Davis on a dead sprint, heads it, looks like it's going in the corner. Raimondo picks it out. And by the way, Raimondo was on the U.S. roster for the CONCACAF Cup playoff against Mexico. 713-780-3776 is the number. Again, so that goal by penalty kick from Brad Davis, that was hit with conviction. That was a great penalty. That goal is brought to you by Bayern Munich down on Louisiana. Go see my good friend Raymond down there. Bayern Munich is a great place to watch games. Another one of our Soccer Matters soccer watching bar slash pubs is right over in West University. It's the Gorgeous Gale. And our good friend Peter over there. So check out the Gorgeous Gale. Check out Bayern Munich. Two wonderful places to watch games here in Houston. And you know what? Tomorrow you can watch some Champions League. We'll talk a little bit about what's coming up tomorrow as far as games in the Champions League. Now, here is the Mexico roster. For the now, again, these are 35-player provisional rosters. Guillermo Ochoa, Moises Munoz, Alfredo Talavera, and Jonathan Orozco. If you're a Mexican fan, who do you want starting in goal? Ochoa, Munoz, Talavera, or Orozco? Defenders, Aguilar, Reyes, Rafa Márquez. What'd you think of Tuca Ferretti bringing Rafa Márquez back to the Mexican national team? Mexican national team fans, I want to hear from you. Rafa Márquez, should he be back on the team? Hector Moreno of PSV Eindhoven, who scored today in the Champions League and also was involved with this horrific broken leg of Luke Shaw. And you could see Moreno's, you know, his expression. He was upset. Guardado injured an ankle in this one, too. His ankle went over. I mean, you could see it on TV. So that's one to keep an eye on if you're a Mexican fan. We continue on with defenders. Miguel Layún of Porto. Hector Herrera of Porto. Oswaldo Alanis, Arturo Rivas, Miguel Herrera, and Jorge Torres Nilo of Tigres. Midfield for Mexico, Israel Jimenez, Andres Guardado. Again, there's a watch on his ankle now. A number to call in, 713-780-3776 to comment on both the U.S. roster and the Mexico roster. Jose Vasquez, Dueñas, Jonathan Dos Santos gets the call-up, Aquino, Montes, Peña, Güemes, and then up front it's Peralta, Jimenez, Vela, Esquivel, Corona, Hernandez, Elias Hernandez of León, Jürgen Damm of Tigres, and Gio Dos Santos of the LA Galaxy. Who'd be your strike partnership for Mexico? Jimenez, Peralta, the return of Carlos Vela to the national team? Has this paid off the way you thought it would, Mexico fan? Talk to me. And who do you want in goal? Guillermo Ochoa, Munoz, Orozco, or Talavera? It's going to be Memo, right? The favorite. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. As we continue on here, it is the best in soccer talk. It is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Now, there's a number of interesting things happening, and we can talk about them. Of course, today, had a lot of Champions League. Zlatan Ibrahimovic, despite the fact that PSG got a win today over Malmo, a Swedish team, which was Ibrahimovic's childhood team, did not score today, but PSG got a 2-0 win. Cavani got one of them. So Edison Cavani hitting the score sheet for PSG as they got a 2-0 win. We'll take your calls again. Champions League, Houston Dynamo. Is it a rebuild year for you if you're a Houston Dynamo fan? Or are you out there saying, no, we have all the pieces in place here to get into the playoffs and make a run? Do you realize as a Major League Soccer fan now the degree of difficulty with the amount of teams in the league now and more teams coming into the league to winning an MLS Cup? PSG 2-0 over Malmo today. Real Madrid 4-0 over Shakhtar Donetsk. Di Maria getting one for PSG. Let's go to Gabrielle. Gabrielle, what's on your mind here tonight as we continue on in the best of soccer talk here on ESPN 97.5? Gabrielle, what's happening?
Hey, how's it going?
Very good, Gabrielle. Gabrielle, turn off your radio, please, if you can.
It's off, I'm sorry.
No, no problem. So what's on your mind?
I think, you know, Ochoa would be the pick. He should be the pick. Anybody else, his backup should be probably Corona and Talavera. But there's Ochoa is the most consistent and at the highest level to me.
Yeah, Memo. So you want Memo, Ochoa, and go. Plays for Malaga. Corona is not one of the four goalkeepers listed. It's Moises Munoz, who actually grew up in California, Alfredo Talavera of Toluca, and Jonathan Orozco of Monterrey.
Okay, then I would say, that's a hard choice right now. Moises Munoz is good, though. Moises Munoz is really good. I'd have to have Talavera in there then right after Ochoa, and then Moises Munoz.
Interesting. Yeah, good goalkeepers. Moises Munoz spent his youth in California. Now he's a goalkeeper for Club America. Guillermo Ochoa has got the European experience. Talavera, Toluca, and then Orozco of Monterrey, who at times has been a bit of a nutcase, Jonathan Orozco.
Yeah. He has.
Yeah, bit of a nutcase. I remember that one fight he was involved in where he went after a very overweight assistant coach. I thought it was an unfair fight. Ran the length of the field, flying kick, and he lost his mind a little bit. I think it actually hurt his career in a very, very big way. Listen, Gabrielle, thank you very much for the phone call. I'm up on a hard break. I got to go, but thank you very much for weighing in on your thoughts of who you think should be the Mexico goalkeeper. It's Memo.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we'll take a break here. A lot more to come here tonight. It is the best in soccer talk here on ESPN 97.5. Again, Bud Light reminds you to continue to tune in, to continue to play a part and contribute, just like Gabrielle did here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. Bud Light has been a longtime sponsor of this show, longtime sponsor of the game of soccer. And Bud Light reminds you to get into the beautiful BBVA Compass Stadium live. Maybe you were down there watching Argentina, or maybe you caught the Dynamo Real Salt Lake, or maybe you were part of those big crowds for the Houston Dash. It is Bud Light, and Bud Light is the perfect beer for whatever happens. Bud Light, the official beer of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. We'll take a Bud Light, we'll take a 7-Up, and a Penafiel break.
ESPN 97.5.